Steve shook his head weakly. His wife, Loreen, smiled at him, poured fresh water into his glass next to the bed, and left the room to make a phone call. She took her iPhone and began to dial a number, but stopped. She was always proud of Steve's work, but now, as his last day was approaching, she realized how much effort and energy he always put into everything he did. She turned the phone a few times in her hands and admired its perfect shape and size. Finally, she understood his genius. Steve looked out from the window, where the beautiful fall was starting to colour the leaves. Warm wind found its way into the room and took with it the sweet scent of ripened apples. Steve closed his eyes and began to dream. 1975.
I think we are onto something here, Woz.
Steve looked at his friend Wozniak, who was tired but excited.
Let me try it.
Steve sat down behind Woz's dirty desk and let him turn on the old TV. Then he connected a board of keys with lots of wires coming in and out of it to the TV. Steve was hypnotized by the numbers appearing on the screen.
This is amazing, Woz. This is what we should do. Let's find investors and go big.
Woz did not understand why Steve was so excited.
Listen, Steve, I made it for myself.
Yes, yes, but this is it, Woz. You thought you needed it. People will need it too.
Steve Jobs was right. It took some time, though. Thousands of hours of hard work in Steve's garage and hundreds of phone calls. But it was all worth it. After selling the Apple I motherboard, he went on to create the all-in-one personal computer Apple II for domestic use.